Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of NDB Media's Sports Talk with the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, of course, I am the scorekeeper, and I'm waiting ever so with bated breath for my co-host, as well as the rest of the team right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta tell you, life is good in the hood. I'm at home right here, and I'm doing a Java update. Don't know why, but it is. And it might slow down the computer a little bit, but life is good. While that is going on, let's just get the word of the day out of the way. It's much easier that way. The word of the day is linchpin. So don't forget, if you're going to call in, you need to use the word linchpin. Something that holds the various elements of a complicated structure together. The monarchy was the linchpin of the nation's traditions and society. Or the second definition is a pin inserted through the end of... Whoa, I don't think I want to end. I'm just kidding. A pin inserted through the end of an axle tree to keep the wheel on. Woo! Oh, so I know what a linchpin is. It's that little thing that looks like a bobby pin to keep it in place, right? Where you have that little screw with a hole in it, and you put it in there, and it keeps the wheel on so it doesn't fly off when you're driving. Yeah, I know what that is. Oof, I thought it was something more on the X-rated side, but hey, whatever. Life is good in the hood. All right, the update is done, and oh my goodness! Can I get this done? Well, yeah, he knows. It's Cuervo! He's in the chat room. Hey, Cuervo, you know what to do. You can give me a call at any time, because the big dog isn't here yet, and your compatriot, the couch potato, is not. So... Hey, lots of stuff going on, ladies and gentlemen. As you know, the NBA, the NFL draft, people are already jazzed about it and excited. That is coming up in a few days. And, of course, March Madness. Of course, Alan D is our resident Bear fan. Well, one of the twins, shall I say, asked me if we should do a bracket. I said, sure, go ahead, knock yourself up. And I think we're going to have a bracket very soon, but I don't know. I just know there's a lot of stuff playing, and when the NBA March Madness comes around, man, I'm just taking up with the excitement of it. It is just so amazing. I believe they made a mistake in extending the bracket, you know, because then it looks like a gnarled tree, if you think about it. Something you find in the Lord of the Rings. Probably an ant or something like that. But, hey, it gives other people who never would have had a chance to play, and, well, of course, you know what that means, that a lot more people get a lot more money. So, hey, good for them, it's the American way. Wow, don't even know where the big dog is. It looks like we had a power failure last night. It was raining here in Southern California. Yes, I know, everyone on the East Coast and everyone else saying, what is that? We're snowed in, we're dying out here. I know it's an exaggeration, but the weather is not very nice for people east of me. As you know, I'm in Southern California, and I'm actually west of the Los Angeles River. So Los Angeles, yes, we have a river, and we have a subway system, which is growing. It's like we have another branch now that's opening up, but that's neither here nor there. And I'm west of the LA River. See, I'm always going off on a tangent. I am the scorekeeper. There is no tangent that I have not traveled or will travel. I'm easy when it comes to tangents. Tangents are my lordly, my nom de voix, my, what's another word? Cosa Nostra? Oh my God. And there it is. Cuervo, the man is in. Cuervo was here before you, big dog.
Oh, what?
But you are bringing gifts.
Ooh, I like the chef.
Is that what this is? Everyone at DMV yesterday thought I was from somewhere else. Actually, I have a spitting image to this this big singer in the Latin world. I forget what his name is, but with this beard, I am a spitting image of him. So all the Latin people are always, like, staring.
Ricky Martin?
No. Could never be a spitting image of that, and I will never, ever be a spitting image of what he does. So I wouldn't know. I'm watching a special on Lord of the Rings, on Gollum.
Why?
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Cuervo's in the chat room. What's up, Cuervo?
That's right. Oh, right in L.A., that should be your topic of the day, scorekeeper.
Oh, you're funny. You're funny, Cuervo. Yeah, right. I that hail out there, right?
I don't know, in San Diego, and I was...
Well, that's right. You've had how many hours of sleep now?
Well, now I'm okay, but...
When I called you last night, you're...
My Thursday consisted of waking up at 5. Oh, you've seen this one. Waking up at 5, then coming at...
I'm actually wondering what's under it.
Then coming to the house at
We were talking about his T-shirt, and I looked at his T-shirt and took his jacket off, and I said... And he said, of course, you've seen that one. And I just stood quiet. And I said, well, I wonder what's underneath. And then the man goes for his pants. I'm like, no, hell no. He wasn't talking about that. Oh, sorry, dude. Just disconnect. Just connect to your heart's content.
I will.
Well,
but anyway.
No, not that one.
Thursday morning.
No, not that one.
Why not? I've used it before.
Yeah, but that's not an easy one.
Right. That's right.
All right. Knock yourself out. Knock yourself out, big dog. Oh, my God, cat's potatoes in it. It's politics, history, and what? Something other.
Huh?
Yeah, that's the title. I know I should look it up and be more respectful. I'm sorry. The whole title is... I'm looking. Politics, history, and whatnot. Ooh, that's cool. So if you have a program here at Blog Talk Radio, let us know, guys, and we'll gladly give you some play. Let us know when your next episode is on, and we'll gladly give you up. Otherwise, you guys know what to do. The number is 347-637-2306. Yes, the big dog has it, and oh, my God, big dog, tell us, where are we going already? I was stalling. Mariano Rivera declares. Actually, he has not declared.
He will declare today, they say.
Yes.
Anyway, real quick with my story. Thursday... Left my house at 6 in the morning, drove to San Diego, did the work, came back, got home at 5:15 in the evening for an 11-hour day.
Thank you.
No.
You see, he tells a story, he's telling me no while he tells the story.
Got back at 5:15, got a text at 5:20 saying I'll pick you up. Spit on the
You see, we need a camera in here. We need a camera in here to keep you honest. I told the big dog late last night.
I'll say it anyway.
I told the big dog late last night that I said, you know what? I think I'm finally going to put a camera to see this program so they can watch the idiots in action. But he says, okay, I'll wear my Speedo. And I said, no, it's okay, dude. I was just thinking about it. But yes, at 5:25, you get a text
saying they're picking me up at 6:30 for my next job.
So you haven't even gotten home.
So I had gotten home.
Oh,
so I was,
you had gotten home.
Yeah, at 5:15, and then they took me at 5:20. That they're picking me up at 6:30. They picked me up at 6:30, and then I got home Friday morning at 8:45 in the morning.
And then?
Another
job, right?
Actually, and then I'd take care of some errands, and this and that.
Yeah.
So I ended up falling asleep about noon.
What does da-da-da mean? What does da-da-da?
It's kind of like blah, 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 blah.
Oh, I thought it was like, you know, and the Mariano Rivera's of the world, and the, you know, all that other stuff.
No. We know how much you love that.
Dunta Robinson.
Yes, Dunta.
I even told Dunta
my wife
Dunta
is in the news
that.
Again. Dunta is in the news again.
Yeah, well, I told my wife that I couldn't make fun of Dunta because, you know, it's probably because his mom was stuttering when she was giving out the name. Dunta.
She wanted to name him Donovan or something?
Dunta. They're like, what are you trying to say?
Exactly.
You know, when everyone gets all nervous when someone is stuttering, then they start stuttering, too. And it's like, shut up. You know what I'm talking about. I know we are bad this morning, but the big dog has brought the hyper food this morning. Thank you, big dog.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for bringing the drugs early this morning.
Yep. That is Mariano Rivera. He's supposedly today going to announce his retirement at the end of this year.
Say it ain't so, big dog.
Oh, no, that's for you. Now, he's the man. He's been the man. For how many years now?
You want to feel this one?
Sure.
No.
Back off.
All right, all right. I tapped my chest right here because that's where my Yankee symbol is. And, oh, stop that. They go,
not quite cold yet.
Yeah, okay. And so I tapped it, and they say, hey, you want to feel it? And he reached across. I go, hell no. Why do we need a camera to keep him honest?
So he's supposed to do the announcement today at 10 a.m. So actually in about an hour, he is supposed to have a press conference.
Press conference.
Yes, and they're expecting in that press conference that he will announce that he will retire at the end of the season. He is then going to go out and pitch for the first time. to a few batters, most likely probably 3 to 4, just to see how he's doing.
Which is a usual save for him.
Yeah. Now, of course, he's 43 years old. He is considered the greatest closer of all time.
Oh, hold on a minute, ladies and gentlemen. Who the hell said considered? He is
the best, the big four.
He is the greatest closer of all time.
Okay, there you go. He entered the 2013 season with 608 saves, 7 more than Trevor Hoffman. He had 42 postseason saves and are 9 more than the combined total of the next two guys on the list, Brad Lidge and Dennis Eckersley. Of course, he's won 5 World Series rings with the Yankees, his only big league employer.
Yes.
That is nice, though, when you can have a career with one team. It doesn't happen very often. Not very many. I think it might happen more often in basketball than it would be in baseball. Usually baseball, they get traded a little bit. You know, they have a prolonged career.
They do get traded.
You know, and that's just part of the business. A lot of people need to learn that.
Yeah.
Mr. Odom.
Mr. Odom, yeah, that's quite good. Couch Potato, I know why you're sick of it.
What is he sick of?
Oh, he's sick of hearing about him. Retire already. You know what? Whatever. If you had someone in Texas of similar stature, we would be saying, well, actually, no, I wouldn't be saying, because I never pay attention anyway to what goes on in Texas. But the same would apply. But you guys don't have anyone in Texas. So, deal with it. He is the greatest.
So, in other words, Couch, you're telling me to suck his big toe.
Yeah, the one that I had surgery on.
You.
Yeah, that one's the one that's kind of a little whiter. What was that? What was that?
The dirty joke that I can't tell because we're on the air.
Dirty joke? I wouldn't know.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me? Well, thank you, Big Dog, for bringing this early.
Oh, by the way,
yes?
While we are on the air with our favorite people, some of our favorite people, most of our favorite people.
We do have favorite people?
Yes, Couch and Cornel. They are favorites.
Wow, but they're not people.
I didn't say they were liked. I said they were favorites.
No, actually, damn it, they are liked.
Yeah,
they are. They are well liked.
I want to personally wish Gmo, which of course is Ipo's younger sister, a very, very happy birthday. Today is her 16th birthday.
Yeah.
It's special in any girl's life. And just want to say that I want to embarrass you now, and I want to say how great of a job you and your wife, Mrs. Scorekeeper, have done with your daughter, with both your daughters. You guys are great parents, and I just want to say that on the air, because I want to embarrass you, because I know it will embarrass you.
I actually had a response to that, but I'm like, no, it might be thrown at me 20 years down the road. The only reason why we did a better job with Gisella is because we beat her less.
Or beat her more, one or the other.
No, I didn't beat her less. Well, there was more love with that one. Yeah, today is her day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is her day, and we're jazzed. We got a big old shindig. It's going to be good. And I'm hoping the big dog will return later on today.
Yep. In fact, I might return twice. So I might go get Kathy.
Oh, really?
I might come to the party, leave her on 6, and then come back. They'll pick her up, and then come back again.
You serious? Okay, well, you got to tell Kathy.
She really, really wants to come. She really feels bad.
We love when Kathy's here. And Giselle and her get along so well.
Kathy loves when she comes over.
I'm glad. Well, I appreciate that, Big Dog, because you are the life of the party. You are. Every time you're here, you control things. I'm like, man, I get to go screw around then. I get to leave.
You get to mingle.
Yes, whenever the Big Dog is here. He keeps things going. And, you know, Maggie's like, wherever we go, look over the corner over there. See, you see the big dog? He's holding court. And I'm like, he's doing great.
Wow, Couch has these new wireless headphones. He cut the tin can. He cut the tin can.
Woo-hoo! Congratulations, Couch Potato. What happened?
He says he was sick of the wire from his Bose headphones. He tried his name dropping out. So he moved up from his Bose headphones.
From Bose to what? Wireless Bose?
Probably
the ones that we see the commercials for when they go on their airplane.
The right ones. What is with the new ones?
No, I don't live in that class.
Ice Cube, the one Ice Cube pushes.
I wouldn't know. I don't live up there. And actually, I'm back to not watching TV again. I really don't.
Careful. Gorman says, what? No quinceañera? Well, see, quinceañera is 15. She's now 16.
Yeah, well, the question was, no quinceañera? The answer was, no, no.
No quinceañera because no dinero.
Yeah, but very good.
And I was in the same boat, so that's why.
Yeah.
Quinceañeras are not cheap.
They are not. No, they are not. So when they are of age, one of them is already of age, they're going to go to Hawaii. So we're hoping to do that when she's 18 as well. So
Disney World.
Disney World. We already went to Disneyland for 2 years.
No, that still doesn't compare. Disney World is.
You know, thank you, Big Dog.
It's the chit.
Oh, it's the chit. Wow.
All right. No, Cuervo, we did not. We did not have one because we just can't.
Okay, here we go. Bose wireless headphones are very expensive, more so than the $135 ones I wore. $135? You mean you,
and they were wired?
Wait, hold on. You're saying you had one for $35, right? Because that's about what I paid for mine.
No, he had one for $130. See, this is the couch potato. Don't forget.
I guess he has to have matching headphones for his palatial estate.
The exact joke.
And you were the first one to use palatial.
The palatial estate. Stately, it's a stately way manner. It's stately couch manner.
All right. Stately couch manner.
Or Stately Clark manner, then.
Well, I mean, but no one knows that the couch potato is Sonny Clark. And
well,
no
one
now. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Way to blow that secret identity.
Well, but there are so many Sonny Clarks.
The Sonny Clarks of the world.
I get the high five. Let's talk about the Sonny Clarks of the world.
Saying whatever.
No, he's talking about the palatial estate stuff. Oh my God, that's probably gonna make them laugh. Sonny Clark's in the world.
Hunt's over here.
Oh, we got another whatever. Oh, we're having a good morning. So Mariano Rivera is gonna announce in a little less than an hour.
Yep.
What we believe will be his swan song, and it's over. Happy trails to you.
And, of course, other great news coming out of the Yankee camp.
Oh, Teixeira's wrist?
Well, Teixeira also, well, no, that wasn't good news. Teixeira's going to be out 8 to 10 weeks, I believe.
I believe so.
And it's going to be all just rest. He says it is a common baseball injury, that there is nothing you can do about it but rest it.
Yeah, too bad it was
or
in the
surgery.
WBC.
Yeah, or surgery.
Yeah.
But he will be out. So, but the good news is Derek Jeter has been given the 100%. You're ready to go.
He got the green light?
He got the green light, and he says, though, that he will not get in game situation or in a game until he can run the bases 100% all out, and he has yet to do that. He's ran the bases but not all out, so he says he figures hopefully this was 2 days ago. So he was, I believe, going to try that today, and if it works, he was either going to play today or tomorrow.
I did hear that when he was cleared.
Yes. He said that he would start off, Girardi said he would start him off as a DH and then probably get about two at-bats. And, of course, he had surgery in October. He spent most of the offseason immobile, having to use a scooter to get around. And on Thursday, he went to Charlotte, North Carolina, or as I like to say, call it Mark Kakalaki.
Yeah, you do.
Yes, I do. For a checkup with Dr. Robert Anderson, who performed
the
surgery.
You've been there. You've been to North Kakalaki.
I've been to North Kakalaki. I've been to South Kakalaki.
Which state of the union have you not gone to?
I haven't been to Texas. Well, not to be to Texas.
Thank
Texas.
God.
Texas, New Mexico. On business or just been there?
I've just been there.
There's a few. I'm about half.
Didn't you stop in Texas, though? At the airport?
Yeah.
That counts. Hey, I stopped in Salt Lake City.
Well, in that case, I've been to Atlanta, too, man.
Good. Did you wave to Tarvino?
I didn't know much time.
Oh, so you didn't wave. Yeah. So which state have you not been to? Alaska?
Never been to Alaska. I've been to Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
We tried Hawaii so hard early in my career as a merchandiser.
Yeah.
At the time, we used to own stores in Hawaii.
Right.
And we were like, we'll go! We'll go! And they were like, you ain't going nowhere. None of you guys are going. All the upper echelon people are going to go. And then luckily we didn't get fired. Then we went, but who's going to do the work? if all the important people are there, who's going
to
work?
Yeah, someone had to. Someone over there.
What do you think
about...
I believe
there's one crew over there.
No, there wasn't.
Wow.
But Mr. Jeter, good news, bad news?
Sure. You see, that's the thing about everyone as a Yankee fan. We're like, okay, I mean, that's we'll get through it. We will. What flavor is it?
Should be 100% Colombian. Does it taste funny?
No, it's just a strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Well, last week you were kind of sleepy, so I wanted to wake you up today. You're awake today, huh?
I'm wide awake. I was up at like 4 something in the morning.
Oh, nice.
My wife had her arms wrapped around me, and she was snoring. No, she was snoring.
Well, that's because you put her that way.
I don't know.
See, normally you claim that's what we need in the camera.
Yeah.
I love that little cheapest grin that you had there when I said that.
No.
Yeah, whatever.
And that was strange. I mean, it was like, man, I couldn't even move this early in the morning. So, yeah,
it is what it is.
Because your wife is sorry.
Actually, I did.
Good morning, Matt Alvarez. What up? How you doing, Matt? Hope everything is good. And maybe he'll have some stuff for us to share as well. He can tell us how his program went yesterday because I know it's always a hit because Matt is a git.
Matt's a git?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, so where are you going to take us now, big dog? Because I was realizing that if I would have put the camera in here today, it would have shown how unprepared I always am. And no.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say that. Oh, yeah, Cuervo loved that line, the Sonny Clarks of the world.
Yeah, could you imagine? Could you imagine?
The Sonny Clarks of the world. They all live in palatial estates. They're all known as a couch potato. And they're all...
And they all wear their thongs backwards.
You know... Just because I lost that bet doesn't mean you need to keep coming back to it. Yeah, yeah, the big dog said, dude, look at what's going on. That's bull. He's got it backwards. No, he doesn't. I bet you he doesn't. And like moments later, oh, God, it is backwards.
Remember, see,
it doesn't keep anything in when it's backwards.
But you should be happy, though, because I've moved on from your, you know.
Shut up.
See? We don't bring that up anymore.
Shut up.
I moved on the couch.
Oh, you moved on the couch. You moved on to the Sunny Clarks of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
I left the scorekeepers of the world and I've gone to the Sunny Clarks of the world.
All right. Well, he knows he's live. So maybe he has guests again. I don't know. But he's there. And if he wants in, I'm going to press on his button just because I have nothing else to press.
I like it.
Well, we could talk about Mr. Alan Craig and his new 5-year deal with the St. Louis Cardinals.
We'll talk about Alan Craig in a moment. But, Mr. Crash Potato, are you there?
I liked it.
Oh. Good morning, Couch Potato. How are you?
Good morning. How's it going?
We're doing very well. I mean, I don't want to sound insensitive, sir, but what does it feel like being one of the Sonny Clarks of the world?
I'm glad I share my name with a very good blues singer. If you put in Sonny Clark in the Google, there is a blues singer. It's actually a American jazz pianist who mostly worked in hard bop Idaho. I don't know what the hell it is, but evidently he's a pretty good pianist. So, all those fancy words starting me off this morning, you gotta love it.
As a matter of fact, as you all know, I share the name of the ex ambassador to the OAS in the Bush administration. His name is Roger Francisco Noriega. My name is Roger Daniel Noriega. And,
anybody ever call you Daniel?
No. They call me Daniel once they realize who I am. But
I mean, no one knows that growing up or the family.
I used to be called Danny.
Okay, yeah.
I was called Danny, but in the 5th grade, we had like 4 Dannys in the class.
So then you became Roger.
Yep. 6th grade, I was Roger.
And the rest is history.
Oh, well done, Big Dark. Thank you. And I have so many friends on Facebook, so many followers on Twitter. Because they believe that I'm that son of a bitch.
Oh, that Noriega?
That Noriega, because of the Bush policy in Latin America.
Does he have a Facebook?
I think he does now, but I have Roger Noriega everything, and they think I'm him. I'm like, no. And I get sent messages by Twitter, you heartless and brutal SOB for supporting blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm not that guy. I'm not that guy.
Sure you're not.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm a dumb radio host on the internet. Come listen to me. You'll know I'm not that guy. And I looked up names. People who thought I was him from Latin America are generals, senators, and stuff from those nations, and they would send me messages, say, "Hey, Royer, how you doing? And are you gonna be at this conference and everything?" I'm like, "You should say yes." Uh huh. And I would tell these people, "No, I'm not that guy." And then there would be, "Oh, hey, Mr. Noriega, I'm available for a call right now." And they send me their numbers. I'm like, "I don't have a 976 service. What the hell?
You should call and say yes." And you know what, you red bastard? I can wait till I see you. I'm going to beat the holy crap out of you and then sign up.
I should have used Skype to call him. Sonny Bono. But I have taken so much vitriol on the internet because people think I'm him. So that's why you have to search Roger D. Noriega on the internet, and then you generally find
me. Then nothing comes up.
So unfortunately, a lot of crap comes up. There it is. That's me. If you look at Roger D. Noriega, that's me on Twitter, Amazon, and, who's Lisa Noriega? She's 25.
Ooh.
Hey, that might be a cousin.
Might be. Chances are damn good it's a cousin.
Oh, you're Mexican. Of course, we're all related.
No, you idiot. Based on what my father does and based on what my Uncle Ramiro does, man.
You are related?
I think, yeah. I mean, look, he's been married for 18 years. Wait a minute. The family does look like this. Yeah, okay, let's just say that there are families strewn all about. That's why I was content not to have a boy, because the line will die on my side. The Noriega name, it will cease to exist as far as I'm concerned.
No, we'll have to fix that.
Did you hear that, Sonny?
I did.
The big dog says he's going to have to fix that.
Yeah. I don't know how that happened, so... New thing in medicine. Unless he takes you to a place where there's a little room and a little TV and a little petri dish.
Well, Sonny, all I know is that if you don't know the answer, we didn't know the answer to wearing a backwards Speedo.
There you go. Yeah.
Wait, was it a Speedo or was it just the underwear?
It was a Speedo.
Oh Lord. I didn't know that there were different colors on the inside. Red on the inside should be red. It's not.
Some Speedos or a thongs?
Whatever.
Or G-strings.
What story is this? Which one are we on? Which one? Tell me.
Saying that about the thong reminded me of, I think it was Kevin Hart, the comedian, said that.
Matt Oliver says, "Roger, you said you didn't know you had a 976 area code. You better check with your neighbor." A lot of cities have gotten the new area code. Well, wait a minute. 976.
Well, see, because
that's right. That's the prefix. That's not the area code.
Well, see, that his adolescence doesn't know about 976 numbers.
Oh.
So, he'll learn when he gets a little older what a 976 number is.
Oh, you brass. Matt, I had nothing to do with that, dude. Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, back to the thing about the Speedo.
That's funny if someone actually has a 976 area code.
Kevin Smith, the comedian, one time said that his girlfriend, she was trying on some pants, and she says, "Do these pants make my ass look fat?" And he says, "No, your fat ass makes your ass look fat." He says he didn't stay with her much longer after that. Anyway.
That's a surefire way to get, that's the best, breakup line in the world right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to remind you, if you guys want to join us, you want to join the zoo right here, that might be something. 347-637-2306.
I have to change the name of the show.
Oh, yeah. The zoo. That might be. Well, it's the extravaganza.
Well, you know what?
Actually, no. What is the name of this program?
Since you are, of course, are a Yankee fan, and they were known as the Bronx Zoo.
That's why I find it appropriate.
Well, then we could be the Southgate Zoo.
I thought about that. I really have. The Southgate Zoo.
Or the L.A. Zoo?
I think
the L.A. Zoo might be taken.
No, it's a decrepit bunch of...
Actually, yeah, it's pretty nice stuff. I've never been there. I've been there. That's what I've heard.
They finally got all the gang members to go over there and clean up the zoo?
No, they got them to leave.
Yeah, it was the only place where you could go see some zoo animals and not be a narc. A narco dealer. And get in for like $3. What was that, Couch Potato?
That says don't ever tell your wife that she has a bad ass or she'll kill you.
Sonny, would you agree with that?
I would say there are certain things that will definitely ice the hostility in your relationship, and that would be one of them.
That's very well said, Sonny.
And we'll get you a trip to the couch for a couple of nights.
Well, isn't that a contradiction in terms for the Couch Potato? That's like CIA, Central Intelligence Agency.
Can he find himself?
I don't know. Well, based on what we saw, I mean, the Speedo was backwards, or the thong, whatever the hell it was backwards. So maybe the couch will sleep on him.
At least you say so.
I'm sorry. Oh, God. Oh, my God. I didn't go back there. Clear my... Oh, God, it's there forever, that image. Couch Potato, do you have a couch in the palatial estate, or do you have, like, French names for your furniture?
No, I, yeah, that's it. Yeah, no, I have a couch. What are those? It's a sectional, a sectional. You got me all messed up. No, a sectional.
You know, dude, it's
got
dude,
a,
wait a minute.
It's got a pull-out bed and then a chair
up?
On the other side.
Sonny, you got us all messed up when we went to Vegas and you got us that one room with one bed. And when the thong showed up, you're saying
hey.
We messed you up? Dude, you
hey.
Messed us up.
The only thing I could say about that is you were lucky you weren't sleeping on Fremont Street that night, because I was expecting one of you for the room.
We'll be there, Couch Potato. Would you reserve a room for us?
No, because Peter was working that weekend and he was estimated not to go. You can't, you're not going to be able to swing this as my fault.
Sonny Clark, after that weekend, I'll never be able to swing anything, pal.
Well, you know, there you go. That is not totally my fault.
Oh, yes, it is. And besides, when it comes to swinging, we all...
But Roger, it was such a special night for us.
As he puts his arm around him and kisses him on the cheek.
Let's just say a certain utensil will use a lot, you know.
Boom.
No, we're off the air.
Feed that camera.
Anyway,
let's go to St. Louis and talk about baseball.
Thanks, guys. Oh, yeah. In for a penny, in for a pound.
What? Talk about sports on a sports show? Okay.
Yeah. So Alan Craig, of course, is coming off his breakout season.
Who the hell is Alan Craig?
He's 28 years old, coming out, as I said, out of a breakout season.
Was this his career year?
One of them.
Okay.
So much so, I know him by name.
He agreed to a 5-year, $31 million contract.
Might as well have been his career year.
Yeah, that could be worth as much as $43 million over 6 seasons. He gets $1.75 this year, $2.75 next, $5.5 in 2015, $9 million in 2016, and $11 million in 2017. And the Cardinals have a $13 million option for 2018 with a $1 million buyout.
Apparently 1 year makes a career year.
Well, he's had...
Without having a career year.
Well, last year, I guess over his season, he's had 150 RBIs in 238 games. Good average?
Yeah.
So then he was sixth in the National League that season with 307 average. He had 22 homers and 92 RBIs despite not playing his first game until May 1st. Well, that's some pretty damn good numbers.
All right.
And then staying in St. Louis, that was good news for them. Of course, they got bad news.
Oh, yes.
Their shortstop.
Rafael?
Yep, for call, will undergo Tommy John surgery.
How old is he?
yes. Bacall will undergo Tommy John surgery sometime this week, and he is expected to miss the entire season.
Who is that?
He made the decision today after visiting Dr. James Andrews Clinic in Pensacola, Florida on Wednesday. He said he strained his elbow ligament near the end of last season, keeping him out of the last few weeks and the Cardinals playoff run. There was a concern that he would have to go undergo surgery then, but he wanted to rehab instead. But I guess after consulting Dr. Andrews, they decided to go with that. He also has a bone spur in his elbow. They said that they will probably go ahead and take out at the same time of his Tommy John surgery. He says, like I said, he hasn't been scheduled for surgery yet, but the club believes it will happen in this next week. This is a big, big blow for them.
Sorry.
And as far as for Call, let me see how old he is. Late 20s?
No! Oh, late 30s.
Late 30s, okay, well.
A big blow.
You said it, not I. Yeah, it's a big blow for the Cardinals. You said it, big dog. I guess it really did knock it down, didn't it?
I guess.
Yeah, big bad wolf, big bad blow. Go ahead.
The only one I have on baseball-wise is Chris Sale and the White Sox reached a deal. The left-hander agreed to a 5-year, $32.5 million deal with two option years.
Wow.
It could make the contract worth $60 million. He'll receive $850 this year, $3.5 million next, $6 million in 2015, $9.15 million in 16, and $12 million in 17. He was scheduled to earn $600,000 this year.
The first 3 years, his salary doubles. He almost doubles by the third year.
Yeah.
Wow! And then the fourth year, it's only $3 million. It's only a 50% raise. Could you go over those numbers again real quick, Big Dog?
Sure.
Listen, first year.
Where am I?
It's okay.
He gets $850,000 this year.
$850,000.
Then he goes to $3.5 million.
Which is like a five times.
And then from $3.5 million, he goes to $6 million, which is almost double.
Almost double, yes.
Then from $6 million, he goes to $9.15 million.
You see, it's almost 50%.
Yeah.
I should be in tax mode.
And then from the 9.15, he goes to $12 million.
Wow, Sonny, could you believe that? A stagnant raise of only $3 million.
Gosh, you know, he's probably having a hard time making ends meet.
So he was scheduled at $600, goes to $850. That's about a 33% raise there, and then just shoots for the moon after that.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about Trout in a little bit, though.
And his weight.
Trout?
Mm-hmm.
Not his weight.
What about him?
This is a rookie of the year.
Yes, it is.
He was renewed with a 4% raise.
Yes.
Well, shall we talk about it or finish up?
Well, how was it for him?
Sonny Clark, you heard about the rookie of the year, right? With the Angels?
Say that again?
The Angels' rookie of the year was
renewed. What about? Oh,
with the,
they
with
put
the
on the weight.
Raise. Well, I don't know. What's the issue about the weight now, Big Dog?
He gained some weight during the off season, but I feel that as soon as he starts training, he's going to just drop the weight. So I don't think it's going to be a major issue. They say he gained something like 20 pounds.
Ooh. Oh, geez. Here's the thing, okay? Not that
That's
it matters. Not that this actually, you know, is in my favor because it would never work. Men drop weight a lot faster than women, and it's easier because of our lifestyle and what the type of DNA that we have. So,
Sonny,
Trout losing 20 pounds
program,
is not going
to
be a big
careful.
Deal.
Yeah, okay. Be careful about talking about women losing weight, dude. They do listen to this program.
Well, no, it's true. You ask any woman, that they get pissed off because men lose weight easier than women.
You know, you're right. Because back in the day...
They have to do twice the work for what we would do.
In the 80s Lakers, you know, Michael Cooper, one of the best defenders of all time, who was 6'6 and 190 pounds dripping wet, if he was lucky, you know...
Wow.
Was always asked to gain weight over the off season.
He was asked to gain weight.
They wanted him to come in a little bit bulkier, and he would gain about 20 pounds or so during that. He said he would just eat ice cream and
where to go right here.
Well, he would gain weight where he would, you know, you could tell that he had gained the weight. But as soon as he would start training camp, within a week or two, he had lost the 20 pounds that he had gained. So he
was,
beginning of the season, he was all, 6 foot seven, actually. At the beginning of the season, he'd always be 6 foot seven, 190 pounds.
And remember, you know, this guy's only in his second year. It's not like he's been sitting in the dugout eating hot dogs for the last 20 years, you know, watching baseball.
Yeah, so I wouldn't worry about Trout. The thing that was really bad, though, is what scorekeeper was alluding to was, you know, him only getting a 4% raise after the phenomenal season that he put up. I mean, you know, there was MVP talk, and I believe he came in second. Did he not scorekeeper in MVP voting?
I believe so, which was a shock.
And it was
stupid.
And it was a landslide Rookie of the Year voting. I mean,
he was Rookie of the Year, my God.
Oh, no, I know, but I'm saying it was a landslide. I mean, there wasn't any doubt, you know, that he wasn't going to win that one. But to come in and the Angels, you know, Mr. Moreno come in and kind of slapped him in the face, kind of went, there you go. Here's your raise, 4%.
Now, under the rules,
it's within the rules.
It's with it is the rules that you can renew the first 3 years. But when you have this kid that comes up and does what pretty much no one else has done the last 50 years,
you want to reward him.
You kind of want, yeah, you kind of want to reward him.
To make him happy so that he wants to stay.
Yes. And they gave him a 4% raise. And granted, getting a 4% raise in this economy is unbelievable.
But then when you see stuff like what I just talked about, you know, about Chris Sales, you know, getting a 33% raise and a 50% raise from...
But they have tenure. That's what Moreno was saying, is they have time.
Yeah, but at the same
When people win awards, such as Rookie of the Year, MVP and stuff, usually teams reward them. And the Angels did not, and I think that's going to go against them, unless they take care of
them. Well, they said they rewarded him for winning Rookie of the Year. He got his $10,000 bonus.
Granted, right, it's part of the contract.
I know, but I mean, still, it's, you know, he should have been rewarded a decent raise.
He should have received something more than the 4%,
yes.
Because this guy was paid the minimum, and he went way above. And yes. Most teams reward their major award winners. I'm not saying they had to, but...
It's good business sense for the future.
You know what? It's good business sense. When these guys kill themselves and do well, you pay them accordingly.
Yeah.
But whatever. Go ahead, Sonny.
Now, was it 1 year? I'm sorry. Was it a 1 year contract?
That's all they do. They renew them for 1 year.
So if he has another breakout season, he's going to have the Angels behind the eight ball.
And apparently he was counting on it. He was counting for a massive raise and stuff.
Yeah,
that was going to pay for the weight trainer.
He issued no comment. Very professional of him. He has not said anything. His agent, on the other hand, has been vocal.
Well, his agent lost out on his.
Yeah, well, and the agent, but he of course worded it, I guess, eloquently enough to say, you know, he did get a raise. We were disappointed that it wasn't the amount we were expecting, but he's a professional. He's going to go on, da, 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 da. And when they tried to ask Trout about it, he said he had no comment. His agent already spoke, and he will not be talking about it anymore. He's out here to play baseball. So we'll see how he does. And if he has, as I said, anywhere close to the season he had last year, I don't think the Angels are going to have any other choice but to pay him a massive amount of money.
The problem with that is that the Angels' payroll right now is just ridiculous,
exactly.
and it's going to get worse. They didn't pay him on purpose, but here's the thing, you know, who cares? I mean, frankly, who cares? And if Trout doesn't like it, that's going to be something that he's going to have to deal with. He's under a rookie contract, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be wrong. Six? How many years?
Scorekeeper? How many years is his rookie? What's the year?
Okay, this is the way it works. For the first 3 years, the ownership controls it all.
Okay.
Right.
And then after that, they're eligible for arbitration. But there's this, I think it's the 17% rule that they call it, that players are called up and down, so they actually get service time. And if you're called up like twice, you qualify for a 17% service time. So actually, in your third year,
before your 30-year, you could actually qualify for arbitration.
Okay.
But the team owns you for 6 years of service time.
Really?
Yes, 6 years.
Wow.
That's the way it is in baseball.
So once
you finish your third year, you can go to arbitration.
So they're indentured servants?
Yes. They are indentured servants. It was, I forget what the rule was called, where they own you. The reserve clause.
That's right. You know what? And didn't someone come out a few years ago saying they were taken to slaves?
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was.
Kurt Flood was rolling in his grave. And you know what amazes me is no one in modern professional sports knows who Kurt Flood is. It's
who?
Amazing. I meant the player.
Thank you.
Kurt Flood is the one that fought against the reserve clause, and he sued Major League Baseball and won a cataclysmic thing. And he didn't even benefit off of it, and he now passed away. And most younger players who say, oh, I'm offended because I only got a 4% raise.
What's up, Coffee?
Dude, how you doing, man?
He played for the Cardinals.
That is correct, Sonny Clark.
Well, I'm a Cardinal fan.
And
so,
you
I kind of remember the name.
Song.
Huh?
We need to hear his price.
Yeah, Sonny, that is correct. And you won a brand new song. It's up your choice of color. God, I hope God, Sonny Clark doesn't listen to this program.
Well, he likes you ready to be disgusted? He likes to wear the brown colored bombs and don't show the streaks. Even Sonny got quiet on that one.
Go on, big dog.
I don't have any more baseball. What do you have on baseball?
Mike Trout, or whatever his name is, Trout deserved a bigger raise than that.
Yes, he did,
period.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff in baseball.
Yes, there is, Sonny. So why don't you take us down the baseball trip as well?
Well, I just know that, just because I live here, that the Texas Rangers, Nolan Ryan and John, I forget the other guy's name, are having problems
the
with
other guy.
Nolan Ryan down here. I can't believe this. This is crazy. When you got a guy by the name of Nolan Ryan in your upper echelon of your, baseball team, you would think that these people would listen to Nolan Ryan or say, oh man, we are glad to have him. They're trying to push him out down here, so it's big news down here in Texas, but it seems like there's some player personnel issues and things like that, and they don't want to listen to Nolan Ryan.
Now, Nolan Ryan owns part of the team, does he not?
He's actually an employee. He's not an investor. He's not. They hired him up on to be the CEO. So what happened? Oh, it's John Daniels is who it was. Him and John Daniels. John Daniels was offered his position, and he said, "No, that's Nolan Ryan's position. I'm not taking it." So he did the right thing by saying that. Now there seems to be a problem now with the upper echelon of the ownership down here, who they want really to run the baseball team, and it's all connecting with player personnel. I think there's a way of handling player personnel in Texas, and that be Nolan Ryan is probably, if not the best pitcher, one of the best pitchers ever to play the game. Let him handle the pitching, and let John Daniels handle the rest of it. Or how about this? Have him handle the catching position as well. Pitcher and catcher, let Nolan Ryan handle that situation, and then let the other guy. But that seems to be a big, big problem down here, and Nolan Ryan is expected to make a decision on whether or not he's going to stay with the organization by the end of next week.
Yeah, but I think what the main problem with Ryan is I think they thought in hiring him as CEO that he was going to toe the company line and say things that they want him to say. But the thing is, Nolan Ryan never minced words when he was a player, never minced words after he retired.
Never minced words with other players, or karate chops.
Yeah, he speaks his mind, and so be it, because he feels he's earned the right to say what what's on his mind because, I mean, of his accomplishments that he's done throughout his career. So, and I think his attitude is, you know, this is what I have to say. If you don't like it, tough shit. But I'm going to say it anyway. I'm still going to say what I want to say. You know, that's the text that's coming out of him.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
You speak your mind.
And Nolan Ryan has never been one for a loss of words. And that's and you're right. As far as, you know, towing the company line, you're absolutely right. And here's the thing. If this was any other baseball player, I would say they probably would. And maybe even any other baseball player that didn't have outside interest. Well, Nolan Ryan owns a cattle farm down here, okay? He makes millions of dollars through his cattle farm. So him losing a baseball job, you know, is no great big deal because he'll just haul off and just take a plane down to Houston, go back where he lives, and then he'll probably get the same position with the Houston Astros, who could use a lot of help too. So, you know, I think myself, and I was talking about this with Andrea yesterday, I think he's trying to get himself a position down there with Houston so he can move back home. That's what I think.
Interesting.
Hey, so how is Andy?
She's doing pretty good. We went on a three show drought, and that was because I had plans for two of those 3 weeks and could not make it. So. But we're back and ready to go. And, of course, baseball is in full swing. She isn't going to miss any shows. So watch out. Here we go.
What just say from the Senators?
Will you shut up? Sorry. I didn't know we were live. Sorry. I don't know. Strasburg?
No, the one that...
Bryce Harper?
No, the one that fans everybody. The one that you guys had your...
Oh, Adam Dunn. He's with the White Sox.
White Sox, sorry.
I bet you Andy still talks about Adam Dunn.
Actually, you know, just for you, I'll ask her what she thinks about Adam Dunn and his fantasy value for next year.
You
I'll
know,
do that for you on Monday.
I think this is absolutely hilarious. I mean, I don't mean to be a jerk about this, but actually I do.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but the funny thing about this is everyone knows about this whole issue with Adam Dunn between Andy and myself. It has grown so out of proportion. Like, everyone knows about it, and it's so funny. It is just so funny. I love it that we have that. That it's funny. Everyone mentions Adam Dunn, and everyone knows the big fight that we had.
Coffee kind of backed what I had said. He says Nolan is one of 17 owners of the Texas Rangers and CEO.
I thought he was too. Yeah, that he was.
I remember that was the whole thing. He kind of like Magic Johnson. He has a minor stake in the ownership.
Yes, he does.
But he's still an owner.
Yeah.
But he's the face of the conglomerate that's running it.
Yeah, they've let him do it. He's doing such a great job.
And Nolan Ryan the same way. You know, Nolan Ryan's the name and the face.
Oh, wait. Yeah, and he does a great job of representing the organization. I'm gonna do it my way. And if you don't like it, take Tylenol.
And that's why they're taking the title and kicking his ass out.
That's funny, guys. That deserves one of those what is it? Todd high fives from Scrubs.
Speaking of from Scrubs, what's her name?
Elliot.
Yes, she has a new show. No, not Elliot.
Sarah Chalk.
Yes, she has a new show coming up with. The brother from Who Loves Raymond, Brad Garrett, he's her father in the show. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, baby. And she's in her
uniform.
Yeah, but I was going to say the blank uniform. She's a Tiger, ladies and gentlemen. She is a Tiger. She made junior varsity. She just woke up because we're waking her up. Mija, good morning and happy birthday. I'd offer you some coffee, but you're 16.
Oh, coffee?
Here.
Some brownie?
From the big dog. Clutch brownie. Happy birthday, mija. Get over it. That's your birthday gift.
Yeah.
Good morning, sweetheart. What's up? What's going on?
I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah,
well, you got a brownie, baby. Mija, you are number 75 on the Tigers. You made junior varsity.
But she's number one in your heart.
Oh, she definitely. She is my lefty first baseman.
Yeah.
I love it so much. She got a big old smile on her face, too. She's
taking
wearing
after her dad at first base.
Yeah, but I was a righty. She's a lefty. And now that I know she's going to be first base, got to show her about that short hop. That was the only. That's why I was the only one on the team that played every inning of every game because a short hop kept me in there. That's all it was. And once you get the short hop, see, you got to get hit by the ball first. Lose fear of it, and then like, okay, what's it going to do? Hit me? I already know what it's like. You really did just wake up. Here, sweetheart.
I recognize the face.
Yeah.
Hi, girls.
Yeah. Do you want some Coke? Soda? Soda?
Yes.
Soda?
And then on the air? She's a baseball player. Starting out off with that already.
Hey, she said Steve Howe Noriega.
Oh.
She's just looking at me because she doesn't know what we mean by that.
Well, there you go.
Oh, my God. I was only kidding. You told her it's her birthday. She can do what she wants. Oh, my God. She opened up the can of soda. Minha, happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Yeah. Sunny's here, too, Minha.
Oh, hell.
Well, if she's anything like my girls, her hair is probably standing up on end, and she's wiping the sleep out of her eyes going, I want food.
Everything except for the hair is right on. Yeah, she's got a nice little haircut there. I'm sorry, style. A nice little style.
Yeah. Hey, watch it now.
Yeah. Thank you, Mia. I can't believe she got the Coke soda. You heard the... Oh, my God,
and
I really got it.
And Matt had a comment for you, too.
I think she's older than Matt.
Well, is it trying to sell Coke to a 16-year-old? Bad, Roger.
I know it did. Hey, you want some Coke? Soda.
Start it off. Start playing baseball. You want to get her a Coke already.
She doesn't know who Steve Howe is. That was kind of funny. I'm sorry. Hey, but it's not steroids.
Well, no, that's her brother. That's her brother, Evo.
That's right. Guys, we're having way too much fun. If you guys want in, you know what to do. The number is...
637.
No. 347-637-2306. Big Dog, do you want some Coke?
Nah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time here early in the morning. And yet, to finish up the thought, it's been a lot of fun. Just remember Adam Dunn, and you'll remember Andy and Roger. That's hilarious. And I know it got under her skin, because it got under mine, too. It was funny. It was mutual. And it was a lot of fun. So I think the Adam Dunn story is just way out of proportion now. So it's good, though. A lot of fun. So the whole thing with Nolan Ryan, hey, I guess we're going to be finding out some very interesting stuff this weekend. When is the deadline for him to make the decision?
Well, no, it's not deadline. He just said he's going to make a decision by that time. And what he's doing is he's not talking. They've ticked him off so much where he's just keeping quiet. He's not even talking to the press right now. So that's just one of those things. And the reason why this was reported was actually because of Randy Galloway. He's been up on our show. He's from 103.3 ESPN here. Probably a guy who knows the Texas Rangers and Nolan Ryan probably the best. There is a rift that is going on big time. And here's another thing. I was trying to find out how much ownership he's quote unquote the minority owner. Okay. But let's not go too crazy. Okay. Minority owner doesn't mean anything when it comes to anything. And I learned that just with the IFL and what that really means. It's a guy, a minority owner is the guy making the decision, not the guy who owns the most of the franchise, which is what I would have assumed that it was. And that's not always necessarily true.
That is true.
Mr. Clark, I apologize for being so rude.
I know. I knew where you were going on it.
Well, no. No. It's what the Big Dog said when you said he's a minority owner. And then the Big Dog said, why is he a minority owner? Is it because
he's white?
I love
it. That's right. There you go.
Yeah, I think when you look at it now, the white man is the minority.
And I don't know how much steak that he actually owns. I've been trying to find that out, and I haven't been able to find out. But heck, it doesn't matter. Sure. It's going to be a lot of money. So, you know, maybe he wants out. Like I said, I think he's parlaying for a job down in Houston.
If I remember correctly, I could have sworn it was a 5 to 10% steak only.
Yeah, it wasn't much. But that 5 to 10%, I mean, how much will the Rangers, you know, could they sell for? The value of the team, what would it be, 850 mil?
I don't know. How many cows can you get for that?
But hey, there you go.
Yeah. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I guess the vegans do have it right, because the cows issue, or they're one-third responsible for all the methane in the world. So meat of the world, unite.
Vegans of the world, just shut up.
Oh, my God, you're Republican because you don't believe in global warming.
No, you know, there's certain things that you can A, do something about, or B, not. What are you going to do, go kill all the freaking cows? Shut up. I mean, you know, hey, I don't eat hamburger or beef by trade, okay? Yesterday, I had two hamburgers, and boy, were they good. But I hadn't had them in a long time. It's not because I'm vegan. It's because it doesn't make me feel good. But here's the thing. Since I don't eat a lot of beef, I don't push my belief on I don't eat a lot of beef onto other people just because cows fart, okay? Unbelievable. Vegans make me sick, and not only that, they eat that, what's that stuff called, tofu? That's some nasty stuff. God.
It sounds disgusting.
so does guacamole, but you eat it.
What was that, white man? Oh, that was funny. I can always shut Brian and Sonny up in a heartbeat when I say, I'm sorry, what was that, white man?
White man?
I mean, it is so unfair. They can't say anything. They really
can't.
I just
did. Guacamole.
They have to talk about it. But going back, the big dog had a question for you about steak. Do you have steak, Sonny, at the Palatial Estate, at the Clark Estate?
No. Matter of fact, my kids were just bitching about how all we do is eat chicken. So I shut them up, and I went out and bought them hamburgers yesterday, and I even had a couple myself, and boy, were they good. It's just that, you know, later on, I normally have a sick feeling later on in my gut, and it wears me down. I feel like beef wears me down, so we eat a lot of chicken here. So we got a lot, we should actually have some chickens running around in the backyard, but as much as you think it's in the States, my backyard is about 20 feet long, so it's not as big as you may think.
Well, for some people who live in an apartment.
It's 20 feet long, but it's 4 acres wide.
That's called an easement. Ladies and gentlemen. He found that funny.
A patio.
I want to go and announce something right now, ladies and gentlemen, right here. It's for the California Quake, the women's professional football team out here. The fifth annual Round Robin Scrimmage is going to be this Saturday, March 16th. So next Saturday, it's from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., three teams preseason action preview to the 2013 season, the Central Cal War Angels, of course, our California Quakes, and the Lightning. It's going to be at the Santee Education Complex, 1921 Maple Avenue, Los Angeles, 90011. And don't ask me for the state, people. It's California. So once again, it's the fifth annual Round Robin Scrimmage, Saturday, March 16th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Check it out at CaliforniaQuakeFootball.com. Don't do that to my action figures, big dog. Don't. I say women's football, and he reaches for my action figures. Don't do that to Picard and Neelix, dude.
This is how Picard kept him in line.
Neelix was never. Oh, well, okay, actually, the character of
and
Neelix.
And Star
wasn't.
Trek people wonder why people look at him weird.
Big Dog is not a Star Trek person. And he is
That's
really...
what I'm saying. You are.
Oh, God, Big Dog. Oh, don't do that to those action figures, Big Dog.
And they want to know why normal people look at him weird.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. Thank you, Big Dog.
By the way, you going to be there tonight, the scorekeeper, or are you busy?
For what's that, Sonny?
Oh, wait, the danger in the ice tonight on the Couch Potato Sports Show, IFL action.
I do apologize, Couch Potato. This is one that I'm going to have to bow out on only because it is you heard my daughter.
That's right. It's your daughter's birth. Absolutely. No, I didn't expect you. Actually, I kind of only expected you for the Revolution games. But, I'll be calling the Nebraska Danger and the Colorado Ice tonight at 7 o'clock.
Ladies and gentlemen, I love calling the games with Sonny. Let me tell you, Sonny, I'd be there. Other than that, it's just only because...
I should say this, too. I got a call from one of the managing partners from the Texas Revolution. And just to let you know, we weren't having as many technical difficulties as we thought maybe we were having. On the program, Roger Noriega is the colored guy. I mean, the color commentator.
I'm sorry, what was that, my white man?
Did that just for you. And the game was going so bad, folks. The Revolution had a hard time getting up off their feet. And Roger Noriega chimes in. They should fire the offensive coordinator, who happens to be the head coach of the Texas Revolution. And I got a call from one of the managing partners stating, what happened on the broadcast? And I was like, you were just having some technical difficulties. He said, no, it came through fine. But what's this about firing the offensive coordinator?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Mr. Clark, did I lose my job?
That was funny. That was funny.
Did I lose my job, Sonny?
Oh, no, not at all. Here's the thing. Where we were broadcasting the show, I was in a bar. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear him say it. I did not. I knew you were talking, but sometimes the background was, depending on what was going on directly around me, I couldn't hear. So evidently that was what's going on because I didn't hear it. I went back in the archives. I almost fell out of my chair. I was laughing so hard. It was funny. But they did put a suggestion in as far as maybe we probably shouldn't say that anymore.
I know. I was kidding, but I know that was inappropriate because the minute I said it, I'm like, uh-oh.
I told him, I said, listen, we were having so much technical difficulties, I didn't hear it. I said, I'll just make mention of it to him. He said, actually, the problem was that it hit so close to home. Bill, the head coach, after hearing what he said, he's absolutely right. It should have been fired. That's the kind of guy the head coach of the Texas Revolution is. This is a guy that prides himself so much on what he does, which is, coach football. And he felt so bad about that performance in Cedar Rapids that he was close to, not because he wanted to quit, but he was just so embarrassed and he felt like he deserved to be fired. It was one of those things where kind of words kind of mixed, and actually Billy, who didn't hear the broadcast, said it. So I thought it was quite entertaining and quite funny. That's the kind of guy Billy is. He was so upset and he was so disappointed in his own performance as far as calling the game and stuff like that. He was like, hey, I wouldn't blame him if they fired me. That's the kind of guy he was. So no, it's not a big deal, but I thought it was funny.
And of course, ladies and gentlemen, it was an issue of frustration because we were having difficulties that night. But
yes.
I think that's it. Oh, God. So, oh, Jesus. What did you post?
Oh, okay.
it's just a picture
Big
of your show.
Go to Facebook and go and look at the picture.
Shows you how fast that one is. Though.
Yeah.
Immediately, as soon as I hit post.
That is a joke that we're going to have when we do the Texas Revolution because there. You see, my theme was I knew there was no offensive coordinator. And that's why I said they should fire the offensive coordinator.
yeah.
and that's why I said it. But and I'm going to go on there and I'm going to say it again. Guys, it was completely inappropriate. It was funny. And the minute I said it, I was like, oh, maybe I should have said it on air. And sure enough, I'm going to say that. Is that, no, there's no offensive coordinator. That's why I said they should fire him.
And that just, and here's another thing. I never really thought that they listened. They actually listen.
Also, no, they do, Sonny. They do. They do listen. It just goes to show you one flippant remark, and they're like, oh, hey.
But I said I didn't hear it, but I would say something to you. So I thought I would say that. But frankly, it was said in such a way that it wasn't like a blast to us. He had a hard time telling me because he was chuckling as he was saying it. So it wasn't taken so seriously, but they kind of thought it would probably not. It would be best not to do it again.
Yeah, guys. I mean, I believe they do understand that it was said in jest.
Yes,
but
they
yes.
did. Oh, absolutely, they did. They absolutely did. But. That was so funny. I almost didn't know what to say. I hadn't listened to that point in the game, and it evidently happened in the second half of the game. So I hadn't gotten to that point yet.
Well, it's all good in the hood, ladies and gentlemen. It is a lot of fun, and I mean it really is. And that's why I said what I did, because I know there wasn't an offensive coordinator. And I was being sarcastic. Hey, just fire the offensive coordinator.
So by the way, speaking of good stuff, over on your Facebook, did you look on your Facebook? I put the video of the first half of that Wranglers game that we called in the playoffs.
Oh, no, I haven't actually seen anyone yet. I haven't been on Facebook. Because the Big Dog is putting all these scurrilous pictures on Facebook.
I kind of saw those.
Coffee, Matt, Cuervo, Couch, and everyone out there listening, go ahead and head over to my Facebook page for the return of the Star Trek pictures that I used to post before. And there's a new caption on this one, so just go ahead, click on it, click on the picture.
I like that little thing that says help. I thought it was funny.
Yep. Caption for this one. What's my name?
I was going to put it, but I didn't. You just did.
Oh, Lord.
What sport would you like to go to next? I have NASCAR.
Rugby.
I even have hockey.
Why don't we play some rugby right now, Big Dog?
Okay.
Ooh. Yeah. Come on over, Sonny. Go play some rugby.
Yeah,
actually,
I know a lot about that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, you just play without uniform. You don't play without safety protection. You don't play without
no uniform, so he can wear his thong.
Yeah.
All right.
So they'll probably mistake us for another sport played in Japan. Could be.
Well, no, that's if me and Couch.
Yeah.
If me and Couch sumo, we're going to start a grease fire. So, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have no comment because I would probably be the match in that grease fire. I would.
See, Couch can laugh because Couch, you know, I'm a big guy. Couch is a big guy. We both know we're big guys and we're fine with it. So
we're big. Look, I'm
well,
a big guy.
We may not be fine with it, but we're, you know, we accept it.
You see, when it comes to...
Don't stutter. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I'm stuck. Hey, as you know, if we go by stature, and I mean this both figuratively and literally, we have Couch Potato, we have Big Dog, and then we have Scorekeeper, and then way over there on the left, we have Cuervo. Who's that?
Cuervo's the only one with a level head. I'll tell you that, though.
No, but see, that's the way the spectrum would read.
Okay, that the line is correct. But this is where Cuervo's at, under where it says Cuervo, says this is when you're young and athletic.
Oh, yeah.
And then at the other end of the spectrum, it says this is when you're old.
And it's the three of us. It's the three of us.
This is what happens when you're in your 40s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Who have you been ignoring?
I've been ignored. I'm so sorry. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the racial thingy has now just been redone because now we have to add height into it. Because first we have Couch Potato right next to him, Big Dog, and then right next to him is.
I'm talking couch.
And then it's me. We're way over on the right. And then you have Cuervo in the middle. And then you have Matt Alvarez way over on the left.
Is that because he's so young?
Yeah. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. What's up?
How's it going, Matt?
We're doing very well, Matt. Good morning. How you doing, pal?
How's
good,
the weather?
Good. Oh, the weather up here is good.
Yeah? Cool. No rain?
No rain. We're going to have a nice weekend up here.
Wow, we actually had quite a bit of rain.
You go outside of the sand.
Oh, God. You bastard.
I don't know if you heard me or not.
No,
what?
It's okay, Matt. We're okay. Let's go on.
Can you hear me?
No.
I said you can go out and play in the sand.
Shut up. That's for five-year-olds, okay?
Oh, that's hard. You're not quite there yet.
He's gonna kick your ass, man. I want to be there. I want to be there. I might even hop a plane just to see the ass kick.
We have to do a Vegas trip, and Matt has to come.
Yeah, we and one way or another, we've got to get him out there. And I know Todd wants to get out there too. No, he's way legal already.
No, but he's Matt Holt. See, I mean, I'll keep aside. What, you're 25, man?
No, he's a little older than that.
Because I really don't know how old he is.
Well, I don't want to embarrass him on air.
Huh?
You'll find out. You know, as we get closer to the end of the month, you'll find out how old I am. Okay. You guys are just gonna have to wait for that one.
Oh, that was good. That was good. No. Let's just put it this way: if we win something at Vegas, we'll put it on him. No, he won, sir.
Oh,
no, but he is. No, he told us his age. I just don't want to embarrass him on air right now.
No, I don't think I've actually told you my age, so.
Oh, you've told me your age, so that's why I can't say it.
I think I've just told you.
Yeah, because I think Matt finally said, look, will you cut the crap, Raj? Cut the crap. I'm blankety blank.
Well,
okay. And there were two digits in the page.
That was you. Because I was going to say, if he's under 30, I have shirts older than him. I already know that. Because I have championship shirts from like 1982. So I know.
Yeah, you do have shirts that are older than him. But Matt, tell us, what's going on, dude? I'm sorry. It was a Big Dog led attack.
Yeah, I should have breaking news right now.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
Yankees closer Mariano Rivera has announced that this will be his final season.
Wow.
First, yeah. And we all thought that's what was going to happen, that's what the announcement was going to be, and that is exactly what he announced. So this will be his swan song, and we'll see how he does. Hopefully he what's the career record for saves in a year?
52? Oh, 57. Oh, no, 62.
62?
Years
ago, right?
Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Yeah, the parent-in-law slapper.
Any chance that he could do it?
No.
No? No. Come close?
No, because, you know, the Yankees don't have that many save opportunities. They usually kick the crap out of everyone.
Oh, please.
Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
About 40 saves a year, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He's had actually 50 once or twice.
Really?
So, Matt, you're on with us, dude. What's going on? I was not paying attention to the switchboard.
Ready for WrestleMania?
Oh, yes, I am. I can't wait, you know. It's going to be good.
Is it?
Undertaker Pump should be really good.
Why should it be good?
Well,
Paul Bear just died. Hey, I've already wrote the byline of this. Punk beats Undertaker, and he retires because Paul Bear is dead. I've already written that. See, that's how they should do it. But they're not going to do it that way. That's how they should write it.
No, they're probably going to... They're probably going to let The Undertaker win now that Paul Bearer passed away. We had an amazing show yesterday about Paul Bearer. It was awesome. So I'm sure my numbers kicked you guys' numbers ass on that one show alone yesterday.
All right. That's the second time I heard that one.
You know, as far as Undertaker losing, I don't think it'll happen to Punk. I think if you would have had him face Barrett or Ziggler, then maybe you might have Undertaker lose as a passing of the torch type of a thing. But with him facing Punk, I think it'll be a really good match. But I think, it's a foregone conclusion. Taker's not going to lose on this one.
Absolutely.
Let me interrupt real quick. Matt, congratulations. Your live numbers, and I'm honest about this because it we can brag about it. As of right now, Matt, less than 24 hours later, you were just short of 300 live listeners, and you're just short of 100 downloads. That's nothing what Matt usually does. We're very happy for it. Matt usually in the 700 to 800 range. But go ahead and log in, Matt.
24 hours is not bad.
It's excellent. But we're already at 399 listens, Matt, so you're okay.
Oh, just okay? Just okay.
Yeah,
well,
I mean, you're doing well, Matt.
Remind me not to share my tax money with you guys. I did my taxes this week. I got my money.
Oh, did you really? Oh,
yeah, I got my federal money. I'm gonna use that money to get a brand new bed. I need a bigger bed.
Oh, okay. Well,
I've seen that one a mile away as soon as he said it.
Yeah, don't even think about it.
You see, and you see, Matt, I'm the cool one here because Cap Potato knew what that was. The big dog's dying. He's biting his lip, and I'm like, well, Matt.
There's blood trickling down from his lip.
Oh, there is. Yeah, there actually is.
Like, how long ago did you get your tax refund, Matt?
I got it on Monday.
Oh, okay. Big dog. How long ago did you get the tax refund that I got for you? How long ago did you get it?
About 2 weeks ago.
And I got my refund back on February 5th. So, yeah, Matt, it's okay. I'm happy for you. I would have done it for you a long time ago.
How many downloads do you have? 300 and something?
No, Matt is just short of 400. Oh. He's doing very, very well. Yeah,
I'm not quite there. I already had 135.
For
Wednesday show.
Oh, wow, Wednesday.
My comic show.
Oh, yeah, comics, that's right. That's good stuff. I know Sonny Clark's like, yeah, whatever, you bunch of pussies.
I know.
Yeah, his eyes are bigger. Something's pretty nose.
Crap, I forgot to tell the listener something yesterday on the show. Tonight you got to change your clock to head 1 hour before bed.
Daylight saving time is over.
Yep.
Yeah, it is.
Changed my clock from my clock on the side of my bed from last time. I just been figuring it out by the hour. Now it's going to be caught up. That's good. Shows you how laziness will pay off every once in a while.
Oh, Coffee and Cuervo are going off on the pro wrestling right now.
So many jokes, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. So, Matt. Jeez. Matt, what kind of bed are you going to get? Is it going to be a king, a California queen? California king.
Yeah.
What the hell do I know? In San Francisco, they have California queens. But anyway, you're going to get a king, a queen, a full, a twin, or type?
No, I have a twin. I'm going past the twin. Twin's getting too small for me, so I'm gonna get a full.
Oh, that's a good size one.
Yeah, skinny people always get full size beds or queens when they're married. Get a king.
No, save
yourself the time. Get the king.
What he meant was he's gonna get a full size bed. You know, a regular size one.
Yes, I know.
Love you, man.
Yeah.
Skinny people. I know. It is. It's going to be a bloodbath. I swear it's going to be a
This is going to be one where I'm going to say, I am scorekeeper. I'm not Roger Noriega. I'm scorekeeper. Roger Noriega is outside smoking.
And I put a picture, I mean, I put a picture of Matt Alvarez on your Facebook there, scorekeeper.
Why me? You should have put it on Peter's, I mean, the Big Dog's Facebook page.
Just when, you know, that. When was that picture taken, by the way, Matt, where you're slumped over like you've been drinking all day in the back of a van? Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
No. That one back in September. me and my friends had went down. Some of us agreed to go down to visit our old friends down in Elk Grove, California. And I don't know. I'm just sitting back there. You know, nobody was really conversating with me until then. I started getting sleepy, and then my friend decides to take a picture of me in the back of that van.
It's because
those are not cool friends.
It's because it was nappy time.
Oh.
I'm gonna get my ass kicked later. I already know.
Well, that's what I'm talking
about.
Hey,
I already tried to save you from the crib comment, okay?
Yeah,
actually,
I appreciate that.
Matt, actually, I have a wrestling question. What do you think about them teaming Ric Flair up with The Miz instead of trying to, like, mentor Ziggler? I thought that was they missed that one completely.
Well, maybe they'll find somebody else for Ziggler. I mean, because if anybody saw old school Raw, Ted DiBiase was a part of it. He did, in a way, kind of help Ziggler, but, you know. But, you know, they should probably bring him back or bring somebody else back. Well, I mean, they could use Sergeant Slaughter because, hey, he's a backstage road agent, so why don't they just transform him into character and have him do that?
I like Daniel Bryan stealing the $100 bill out of
that was
that was funny. That was a crack up.
That was funny.
It's like, give me $100, shoot.
Yeah.
Every time they bring back DiBiase, I always wait for Virgil to show up.
Yeah, Virgil ain't ever going back.
Yeah, you know, I read an article saying that he was in New York. And he was actually in the subway hawking his 8x10s and stuff. And they said no one, absolutely no one, was buying anything from him.
Really?
Yeah.
I always kind of like Virgil.
I've seen him at so many conventions, and I feel bad for him. Because, I mean, everybody just kind of passes, looks at his table, and keeps on walking. And, like, people, all the tables around him have people around him buying stuff and whatever. And Virgil's just standing there or sitting there. And everybody just kind of looks at him and, you know, hey, what's up? And then they just keep on walking. No one wants his stuff.
Why? I mean,
because he was a nobody.
Oh, so that's what would happen to me if I went to a convention.
What the hell is that?
I'm sorry, I apologize. There's a program I'm starting up. Sorry. So I should get to know Virgil, so I'll know what it'll be for me when I go to a convention. Yeah.
Well, his real name is Mike Jones.
Oh, well, you know. I mean, how many Mike Jones of the world are there, you know?
Well,
yeah,
no, that's a good name.
Of course. All of them have real names, but they just, you know, some people have actually gone to the extreme of actually changing their name to what their character's name is in real life. It's just like, go down to the courthouse. I'm going to change my name now to this name.
so that means that,
like, the Ultimate Warrior?
Is that his real name?
Now it is. It's Warrior now.
Warrior?
Yeah,
Warrior. He got it legitimized.
He's a freak. He still needs to pay off his student loans. I mean, it's been, what, 25 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he went to school. I forgot what kind of school he went to, but I know he's got a lot of school loans that he needs to pay back still, even after all the money.
Probably a physical therapist or masseuse or something. That's probably all he was good for.
Yeah,
he probably
needed therapy.
Oh, yeah. Now, when you say therapy, do you mean like the mental therapy or the physical?
Mental.
Both, because I'm sure he was hurt because nobody, well, at least people that I grew up with, I don't know about you guys, but the people that I grew up with, nobody cared about him. Nobody watched him. He didn't really sell any tickets. And then he started coming out with these candid promos saying, oh, the power of the Ultimate Warrior and the Warrior Maniac. So I was like, you don't even have
no
fans. Nobody's buying your merchandise there, pal.
Oh,
He's weird. I never could understand a word he said, too. I mean, he went one direction and made a left in the middle of it.
There was a 2005 convention where he showed up uninvited to an actual wrestling event that was actually sponsored by different people.
Yes.
And Vince McMahon was the one sending out the invitations, and he shows up and goes, you stupid bastard. And Vince McMahon was like, what did he just say? And Pat Patterson goes, all I heard was, Vince, you stupid bastard. The other words he just mumbled, jumbled out of. And they had to escort him out. Kind of like those
wow.
wedding crashers from 2 years ago.
Look at that video, guys, because then I'll know what it is to go to a convention being uninvited. I'm telling you. And with a name like the scorekeeper, they're like, hey, shut up. Go do your job.
Yeah, that might happen. I don't know.
Yeah, well, being that my daughter's on junior varsity, I'm probably going to end up scorekeeping her first game. Actually, I'm going to be calling her first game next Friday on this channel. It's going to be her first professional, well, not professional, but it's going to be her first game, and
her
I
first,
will be calling
high
the game,
school professional.
Her first high school game, I will be calling it on air, and it's going to be next Friday, so it's going to be good. Looking forward
cool.
to that.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm calling a baseball game on Tuesday for the high school around here. So we got baseball
yeah.
and softball galore. This is going to be great.
There is a lot of stuff going on in our two respective empires right here. I tell you, it's really good stuff. And our calendar is filling up real quick. I'm really happy about that. But I do want to give two quick shout-outs. Happy birthday, Gerald Herrera. Your birthday is on, I believe it's on the 13th coming up. Congratulations to you. And on the 16th, 1 week from today, Stacey Lamelli. Happy birthday and congratulations to you, young lady. And to everyone else who has a birthday coming up, and if you would like us to announce your birthday on air, we'll be glad to do so. Glad to give you a shout-out. Won't sing to you unless you're hot, you know, but we'll sing. You know, if you pay us, we'll sing. Sure. We'll get Matt Alvarez to sing the Barney song.
Oh, God. I bet you didn't want to get slapped and beat up and
I'm
all that.
Oh, God, no. I mean, Matt. I'm just trying. Oh, I'm screwed. I'm just trying to get you warmed up when you go face the big dog.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Couch, when you come down here to see this fight, remind me to bring a steel chair with me for the big dog.
I'll tell you what. If you can find those glue-on tattoos, get me a bunch of them. I'll put them on my head. I'll look exactly like Bam Bam Bigelow.
Bam Bam Bigelow. I haven't heard of that guy in a long time.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. The
whole
ass from the past. Oh, my God. Are you ignoring more people? Yes, I am ignoring more. I do apologize. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the man is in the house. And I got to say, you've heard it numerous times, both on the couch potato and this program. That couch potato is one of the greatest entrances of all time. I love it, and at the same time, I hate you, because it's so good. Good morning, Cuervo! Sorry.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, Cuervo. I left you on there for 4 minutes, buddy. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, it's all right. I went and got some more coffee, took a nap. Got some breakfast.
What?
And then I heard my song. I was like, oh, it must be my turn now.
Yeah, that's a great way to wake up.
Folgers in my cup, that's right.
Yeah, you know, I've always got to put that obligatory, I love that intro, I hate your couch. I've always got to put it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's one of the best intros. Though, when Couch Potato does the intros for the Big Dog and myself, I got to admit, I love that one. Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play. I like that one. That's good stuff.
I just like
that. But anyway, Cuervo, what's going on, pal? Thanks for joining us.
Oh, no worries. I just wanted to, call in for a little while and know, since I've been in the chat room all morning, I figured, hey, why not get online with you guys since you guys get online with us? So I figured I'd return the favor.
Hey, what time are we doing our show tomorrow, Quavo?
Well, my wife works the morning shift, so anytime in the morning, Sunny, would be best.
Anytime in the morning, like 11 o'clock.
That sounds good.
There it is. We'll be on air at 11 o'clock tomorrow, guys.
That's 11 o'clock Central, I believe. That's going to be 9 o'clock in the morning, a.m. So there
don't
it is.
Forget to set your time. Don't forget to set your alarm, Quavo.
Oh,
I never do,
Sonny.
Yeah, don't forget to set your clocks.
I never forget.
You'd be an hour late.
Sonny, that's why, you know, you got to have technology of today. Because guess what? Cell phones nowadays automatically change for you.
That's if you have a cell phone, right?
Exactly. It's the manual clocks I have to change on my own.
Yeah, that's a pain in the ass. That's why I don't
do it.
Yeah,
it is, actually.
My clock
has table
been
boxes change on their own now.
So it'll be perfect tomorrow.
Yeah, and you know what's really kind of neat also is when you have a smartphone, or when you have any phone and you travel from Los Angeles and go to Washington, it automatically updates with the time zone that you're in.
I do like that, too.
Yeah, it's really kind of neato. Big Dog's chomping to the bit to continue because I know when he wants me to continue, he picks up his papers, his notes, and he's just looking at them. So I know he's got to continue. So, Matt, hold on.
No.
Big Dog wants the floor. Big Dog, it's all yours. Go ahead, Big Dog.
No, I was just, you know, because we have Quervo on the line, we have a lot of Chicago news.
I know, that's why you see. I was right. He wanted to get going. Go ahead, Big Dog.
Derek Rose, along with Derek Jeter, Derek Rose has been cleared to play. But Derek says that he will not play in a game until he can dunk off of both, off of each foot, the one, once off the left, once off the right, with 100% being assured of himself that he doesn't want to be tentative when he goes up to dunk.
And where is he at now?
He says he can dunk off of each foot, but like forcefully. He wants to be 100% confident of his knee, and that's when he'll come back for games, for actual games.
Well, I'm gonna put it to you like this, guys, and Sonny knows my opinion. I have a very strong opinion right now about Derrick Rose. He knows what it is. I told him I'd say it on the show today, and I'm sticking to my guns. Derrick Rose, if you're listening, and I know he's not, but by some miracle, if he comes across Blog Talk Radio, quit being a little bitch, Derrick Rose. And the reason I say that is because, guys, do you really think his game is going to be any different whether he could dunk off of his left leg or he could do anything? No. Guys, the doctors have medically cleared him to play basketball again. So, and on top of that, and this was the topic all day yesterday. I listened to ESPN 1000 here in Chicago all day. The reports that are coming out, if he hurts himself again, it is not because of the previous injury. So for, you know, those meatball fans, as we call them here, that want to say, wow, they brought him back too early, that's medically proven that that's not possible anymore. There is not a 10% chance he's going to hurt himself again. There's not even a 1% chance. They said he is 100% ready to go. The problem I have with Derek is that he needs to mentally be a lot stronger. And I'm going to tell you guys this right now. Mark it down, scorekeeper. Here comes my bold prediction. I'm going to tell you right now, with Derrick Rose as the number one guy on this basketball team, the Chicago Bulls will never win a championship. And the reason I say that is because Derrick Rose is not that strong mental leader that basketball teams need to have. Kobe Bryant, strong mental leader. I think even Kevin Durant could be a strong mental leader. You got LeBron James in Miami, and you know, if Carmelo Anthony can play some damn defense, I would say he's probably could be possibly one of those guys too. But Derrick Rose is not one of those guys. If he's so worried about, well, I can't dunk off my left leg, then you know he doesn't have what it takes to win in the NBA. And that's my opinion on it. So that he needs to quit acting weak-minded and get out there. Sometimes, hey, I know. I've been through an injury. You guys know that. There is a little mental hurdle that you have to get over and tell yourself, hey, I'm going to be okay. It's, you know how long it took me? A week, if that. And I was back out there leading my guys, you know, in the profession that I'm in. And he needs to be doing the same thing, and he's not doing it.
Ladies and gentlemen, today, March 9th, 2013, quote, Derrick Rose, while 100%, Bulls will never win a championship. Did I get it right there, Cuervo?
With Derrick Rose?
No, you got it wrong. He said Derrick Rose was a little bitch.
That too. That too, guys.
Hey, Matt. Which one do you like? You like them both?
What?
That was funny, dude. Derrick Rose is a little bitch.
and of course, Matt will know what I'm talking about with this one. As Mick Foley loves to say, what Greg was saying is that Derrick Rose did not have the testicular fortitude.
That's right.
All right, so let me get this one correct. If I get here correctly, he says, Derrick Rose, when he's 100%, Bulls will never win a championship. That's why I said while he's, 100%. So he said even when they're at 100%, they will never win a championship. Right, Cuervo?
With him.
And with him, if what I'm saying is if they depend on Derrick Rose as being their leader, the Bulls will never win a championship. He doesn't have the mental strength to carry a team.
This is rare, but the big dog just did say it. He does not have the testicular fortitude.
And I, of course, it comes from the very famous Mick Foley, Cactus Jack, Dude Love, or Mankind. Take your pick. They're all the same guy.
Oh, okay. And none of them have testicular fortitude.
No, he had to. This is the guy that tore his ear off while wrestling. And instead of going to the back to have it sewn back on, finish the match.
Oh.
So now he has half an ear.
That guy is crazy, dude.
You know, Sonny,
he's a gentleman who in Japan wrestled with C4 in the ring between two pieces of plywood. And the way you win the match is you slam your opponent into the plywood that had the C4 for it to explode. That's how you won your match.
Yep.
Hey, by the way, Sonny, I just remembered. I'm really surprised that the Revolution actually got offended about that offensive coach being fired line because there's no offensive coach. I really thought that they were going to get pissed off on my Chrissy Everett line.
Well, that I did hear, and that was funny.
You did hear that? Because someone went down and no one was there. Oh, there's a Chrissy Everett move. And for those of you that remember, it was whatever the quarterback's name for the Rams, it was John or Jim Everett?
Jim Everett.
He was in the pocket, and all of a sudden, no one's around him, and he goes down. Yeah. And Jim Rome forever called him Chrissy Everett.
He damn near got his ass kicked on ESPN, too. I watch that every once in a while just to make me feel good. I wish he would have actually came to punches. That would have been good.
He's like, don't call me Chrissy.
Yeah.
And he's like,
he told him straight out, if you call me Chrissy again, I'm going to kick your ass.
And he did.
Chrissy. And he went right at him. I love it.
It was hilarious. So, yes, in the game last week, I saw something similar. That was a Chrissy Everett move because the guy went down and no one was near him. I thought they were going to get pissed about that one. My God. And they didn't even comment about it.
No, wow. That was actually kind of funny, I think. That's probably why they did it. By the way, I just put that Jim Everett, Chrissy Everett, up on my Facebook, and it is a great couple of minutes. I have that one saved in my bookmarks. It's one of my favorites.
Ladies and gentlemen, go over to the Sonny Clark's, the Couch Potatoes
after
Facebook page.
After.
Yeah, after our show. Go there and check it out. This is truly a hilarious moment in sports. I mean, Jim Rome was at his best.
And this is when Jim Rome was relevant.
Yeah.
He ain't anymore.
Yeah, he was reveling. And that's what actually put him on the map.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, since we're on Champions of Chicago, we're going to go to the person in Chicago who put his team on his back and led his team to 6 NBA titles.
Michael Jordan!
Michael Jordan is in the news again. In fact, twice he's in the news.
Scottie Pippen!
Michael Jordan, the lawyer for a woman who says Michael Jordan fathered her teenage son is attacking the Basketball Hall of Famer's allegation that her ex-husband has been established as the boy's dad. Since Pamela Smith last month sued Jordan and asked that he take a paternity test and pay child support. Jordan has said he is not the father and filed a motion to have the lawsuit dismissed. A lawyer for Jordan said in a court filing last week that Smith's divorce filings established her ex-husband as the team's father. The response also accused Smith of trying to get child support from more than one person. Smith's lawyer, Randy Kessler, said that the ex-husband hasn't paid child support and hasn't been involved in the team's life. A hearing is scheduled for this coming Tuesday. And also, Michael Jordan appears to be taking, he's coming back to marriage.
What's happening?
The former NBA star and Charlotte Bobcats owner and his fiancée appeared at the main Palm Beach courthouse on Thursday morning to apply for a marriage license. The spokesman for the clerk's office said, Jordan got engaged to his longtime girlfriend, Cuban-American model Yvette Fierto, in December 2011. They have until May 9th to use their marriage license. It'll be the second marriage for Michael Jordan, and of course he married his wife, Juanita Vinoy, in September of 89. They got divorced in 2006. They have two sons, Jeffrey Michael and Marcus James, and a daughter, Jasmine. So Michael's getting ready to take the plunge. I'm pretty sure next time there'll be a prenup, and he won't have to pay $138 million to his ex-wife.
Wow.
There'll be some money there, though.
Huh?
She'll get some money, not in the prenup. I mean, she'll get some money in the prenup, but it won't be to that extent. But yeah, what? How much do you think she'll get? Five mil?
Sounds about right.
To be the privilege to be the wife of Michael Jordan. God.
Michael Jordan.
He's such a prick.
Michael Jordan?
No,
he's a prick. I mean, really, if you think about it, and ask Cuervo this. I mean, Michael Jordan.
Left.
Oh, he left us the nerve. But, you know, Jordan's a prick. I mean, he's an egomaniac, and not only that, his Hall of Fame acceptance speech was the most embarrassing moment of his career. I mean,
Yes. Totally agree with that. Couch
potato. Did we
I'm here. I had some coffee. He's just a jerk. I mean, he thinks he can just show up and everything will go fine. And that, I mean, that guy prepared for his acceptance speech for like 3 minutes before he got up on stage. He's just a jerk.
Yeah.
3 minutes, huh?
If that.
Wow.
Yeah, I know the Big Dog has talked about that for a long time now, about his acceptance speech. I mean, that was the most pompous, arrogant acceptance speech I've ever heard.
This is something that I would have expected from Ricky Henderson. And he
yes.
actually gave
and
very good,
it was a great
very eloquent speech.
Speech
and
or
he
the
did Charles it
B. Wells.
But he did it in the first person.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, what's Sonny?
Or Latrell Sprewell.
Oh,
yeah.
My God,
well,
not that guy.
He'll never be in the Hall of Fame. But
I know.
Well, no. He will be in the Hall of Fame for teenagers, you know, the ones that are into cutting and choking and stuff like that. Latrell Sprewell is their mantra, whatever.
Or in the hubcap spinning Hall of Fame. Remember that that was his invention.
Oh, that was, huh?
Spinners were his.
And
really?
I guess he'll be forever.
Yeah, the spinners were his. He's the person we have to blame for that.
Yeah. How do you get him to fit on a toaster? I don't get it.
Oh, good.
Dang.
Yeah.
And of course, Coffey's putting his little shots in, saying that the Bulls didn't win because of Michael, that they won because of Pippen.
Oh, my. Oh,
Sometimes
he
can't.
He gets two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish there was a better one. This is another one for you, Coffee.
Did you eat paint chips when you were a kid?
That's the big dog.
She's got more chins than a Hong Kong telephone book.
Yeah, why don't you find out what that means?
That's almost like, that's almost like say, I think even Big Dog will remember this. I mean, Grant, Horace Grant saying, well, they never won a championship until I got there. Yeah, like, yeah, you were a really big part of that, you know, Horace. Thanks.
Yeah, you can say that, I guess.
You remember that? I mean, the guy said, you know, that you want to talk about a pompous ass. That guy's right there with him. I mean, God. But, hey, maybe that's what it took. I mean, you know, that was the attitude era of the NBA. That's what I call, you know, the 80s and early 90s when basketball was at its best.
Yes, yes. And one of the things I have...
you have so many things, Big Dog.
The Kings, of course, as I reported last week, put in their bid to try and keep the Kings in Sacramento.
That's not over yet!
No, it is not over yet, as now the commissioner of the NBA, David Stern, has issued a statement saying that the Sacramento bid is not quite there, as he put it. That it's not quite up to what the Seattle ownership gave. And he suggested to the Sacramento people that they better come up with more money because it is not close to the Seattle offer, and that if it's the owners will not even agree to even vote on the fact that Sacramento can keep the team if they don't come up with more money. So they have from now till I believe it's April 20th. Let me see what that is real quick. They have until April 18th. That's when the board of governors convene. And at that point, they better have more money on the table for the offer. Otherwise, it won't even be put up to a vote, and Seattle will get the franchise. So, Kevin Johnson, Mr. Mayor, former...
Who won't take my call?
Yeah, oh, he won't take your call?
Oh, that bastard. I used to be a Kevin Johnson fan until he started ducking me over at his office over in Sacramento. I've been trying to get a hold of Kevin Johnson for the last 3 years to have him talk about his team.
Well,
and Mary, the lady who answers the phone whenever I call every other month, she goes, "How you doing, Couch?"
That's funny.
That is.
She's a crack up. I almost interviewed her, but she declined because she was afraid that it would have some kind of backlash. But, you know, since I can't get to Kevin Johnson, how about if I talk to the next best thing, his secretary?
Mm-hmm. You know, Sonny?
That actually might be the best thing.
It might be the best thing, and she would probably be the funniest person there is, but because she did the interview, she'd probably get in trouble.
Well, he could mask the voice.
Nah, she's still. I mean, we've already put it out there.
Oh, we can't do it. We can't do a Charlie Brown teacher. You got to understand her. We want to hear what she has to say. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah.
So, Couch, after 3 years, are you still going to go after him and try and get him on the show even after 3 years?
I would miss calling Mary. have a nice discussion with the secretary there, you know. So every once in a while, though, Mary won't be there. She'll have, like, the day off when I call or something like that, and she that throws me completely off.
You're just like, "Is Mary there?" And they're like, "No, who's this?"
No, I asked for Kevin. I said, "Hey, is Kevin there?" Like, he's my long-lost buddy.
No, Sonny, he's a mother, he's a brother from another mother.
He's a brother from another.
Well, here's more get Corbel Fitz off.
Aww.
Coffee had more things to say. He said, just look at the 2 years when Jordan was suspended for gambling. The Bulls almost won a couple of more championships. Everyone was there but Michael, and that's why they didn't win the championships.
Yeah.
That's my he says, Pippen was the man. Jordan was just there taking way too many shots and having people worship him. Or as he said, having suckers worship him.
Cuervo?
I mean, if he wants to go that way, then we could say, well, yeah, well, the Kings almost won a couple of championships. Foreman almost won a couple of championships. But, you know, the juggernaut known as the Los Angeles Lakers in the 80s were just in the way. You know, woulda, coulda, shoulda, man.
Well, they never did come out really and say that in reality that, you know, they suspended Jordan because of gambling. That's why he went to baseball, right?
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, well, conspiracy couch, you know, knows the truth.
What I mean, yeah, conspiracy couch and,
hey.
And Big Dog, he's been talking about this for 20 years before it was common knowledge.
Yeah.
I remember, well, you know, F-U-C-K for unlawful caramel knowledge. Yeah, you know.
Well, I mean, he was gambling, he was getting out of hand. And
it got out of hand.
And Commissioner Stern had to do something about it, but wanted to save face at the same time. So I think he told him, you know what, you're going to be suspended for 2 years. You have two ways to go. Either we out you and expose you for the gambler that you are.
Or you're going
to
retire.
Or you're going to retire for 2 years. And you can do whatever the hell you want. What
and he went and played baseball.
Yeah. By the way, Scottie Pippen, I remember in several games down when Jordan was there, some coach that was the head coach of the Bulls at the time kind of didn't go to Scottie when the game was on the line because he lost faith in his number one guy. Gee, who was that coach? I forget.
Was that Master?
I was his then, Master, wasn't it?
Yeah. When he still had black hair.
Yeah, that's right, when he still had hair.
Isn't that Phil Collins? Phil Jackson?
Yeah, the Zen Master. He didn't go to Pippen when the game was on the line.
Well, I mean, you have a choice. You're going to go to Pippen, you're going to go to Jordan. Of course you're going to go to Jordan.
Yeah, but when Jordan wasn't there, he didn't go to Pippen.
Yeah, they only even made the finals. They didn't make the finals.
I said when the games were on the line down near
the end. No, I know, but I'm just trying to remember. If I remember correctly, they didn't even make the finals those 2 years that he was gone. So I don't know how Couch is saying other than instigate us.
No, not Couch.
I'm sorry.
Coffee.
Yeah, Coffee, other than the instigators, which, you know, he did.
Well, when he called him the man. I mean, okay, look, let's talk about Shaq and Kobe. How many? Oh, what?
Couch, as far as Phil Jackson is concerned, the most overrated coach in sports history.
Who said that?
Couch.
Couch.
Coffee.
Yeah, hey!
Coffee. No, oh, yeah, 11 championships. Overrated, uh-huh. And I'm not his favorite fan. I'm a Pat Riley man.
We lost Couch. There he is. Sorry. He's back.
Yeah, I was going to say, I never said that.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say Coffee. Coffee called him the most overrated coach in sports history. But I guess 11 titles makes you overrated.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, I have to be very careful when I slam Joe Torre because he has, how many?
As manager, how many?
Yeah, he has, let me think.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, he has
96. I think 96. He has five, right?
He has 96, 98, 99, 2000, he has four. Unless he won with someone else.
Four, okay, and how many has a player?
I don't know if he won one as a player. No, because he never made the play. He never made the full series as a player.
Really?
Yeah, he never did.
And he was a
damn good player in his day.
Catcher, right?
Yeah. Joe Torre was a good player.
It's funny how most catchers make damn good managers.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Well, I mean, you have him, you have...
because I'm a pitcher. And
yeah,
you
have Girardi, right? Girardi was a catcher, wasn't he?
Oh, God, anyway.
Well, Socha.
Oh, God, here we go. I mean, what is with this? Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to a minute and a half. This 2 hours flew by fast. It was a lot of fun yet again. There she is, the whiny wench, is telling us we're down to a minute. Don't forget to catch Match Alvarez every Friday at 1 p.m. when his extravaganza is on. Of course, the Couch is going to be on at
7 p.m. tonight.
Time.
7 p.m. tonight. I send the Nebraska Danger.
That's right. I do apologize. What time, Sonny?
7 p.m. Central.
And, of course, we're all going to be on tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific time, 11 Central. But there is as Matt came to remind us, he came on the program to remind the listeners. I know he said his listeners, but I'll accept it. There's a time change tomorrow. We're going to lose an hour because we're springing forward. So catch us tomorrow. Catch us throughout the week. The Big Dog is on every Monday night. And Sonny is the man. That's it, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the Big Dog, Scorekeeper, Cuervo, Matt, and everyone else, we love you. We're out of here.
Hey.
See ya.